Hello, and welcome to Debatatorium 2007. My name is Frank Allen, and this is the fourth episode of the program, meaning we do have two all-new debaters who are looking to become the Debatiator of the Year, if they can manage it. We do have, as always, a hot-button issue here on the books to debate, and hopefully we'll be settling this once and for all. Let's meet the two people who are going to work this out for us. Debater number one.
Citizens and intelligent life forms, this is your president, Dr. Von Wicked.
Dr. Von Wicked. Now, hold on. Didn't President Smitty beat you in the election? I could have sworn that he won the election.
If you choose to have the limited viewpoint of a singular reality, Mr. Allen, you'll notice that Doctor comes before my name, so I'm well-versed in the multiverse. Thank you very much.
Well-versed in the multiverse. Lots of verses in that sentence. Well, okay, so we
very observant.
This president.
Clearly, it's your intellectual acumen that's brought you to your current state.
So you're president of something.
The universe.
The universe. Oh, okay. That's a big thing, and we are part of that. I don't remember getting a vote, but okay.
Well, that would have just clouded the entire process now, wouldn't it?
Well, perhaps clarify. Anyway, let's meet debater number two, who will go up against Mr. Von Wicked. Dr. Von Wicked.
President.
President Dr. Von
Wicked. Hi, my name is Giorgio.
Giorgio, and who are you, please?
I'm Giorgio.
No, but like your qualifications.
Well, once I was a host on a cooking show.
Cooking show. That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, so obviously two qualified debaters, and
overly
I'm sure...
Overly
qualified. And I'm sure I don't even have to introduce the topic, because knowing who they are, you know already that the topic is whether or not drugs should be illegal. And as everybody already knows, President Von Wicked believes that drugs should be legal. All drugs should be legal. And Giorgio does believe in keeping drugs illegal. So I'm going to let Dr. President Von Wicked go
President
first.
Doctor
President
Von
Dr.
Wicked.
Von Wicked go first and tell us why drugs should be legalized.
But this is very simple. Let me paint for you a picture, Frank Allen.
Yes,
you've
that's
just been shot by my death ray. They've taken you to the hospital.
Okay.
You're in an excruciating amount of pain, but due to your miraculous host metabolism, you're still alive somehow in a very infuriating way. And there's no medicine they can give you because Giorgio over here has outlawed it.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I should perhaps clarify. Those would be legal drugs, painkillers.
You said all drugs should be...
Should be legal.
Legal,
but
yes, I agree.
Some of them are legal now.
Should be legal.
Some of them are legal now.
So that doctors like myself can ply their trade to save people like you.
Those drugs are legal now. I think we're more concerned in the debate with the drugs that are illegal right now, like things like marijuana or cocaine or heroin, things like that.
Let me explain something to you about the Von Wicked administration, Frank Allen.
Okay.
I found that laws made the entire process of rulership very cloudy. Sometimes people could escape my baleful glare. So I eliminated laws altogether, and now I rule with an unchallenged iron fist, democratically.
Well, without laws, what do you rule? Like, rule has rules right in it, right?
There is an acceptance of my rulership, which is galvanized by my death rays.
So people just kind of go and do whatever they want and...
No,
tacitly,
they do what I want.
Well, that sounds like a rule to me.
Oh, there are rules, just no laws.
What's the difference?
The important difference is zap!
Okay, that was close, but...
Seems to be some kind of temporal deflector field here.
Yeah.
Calculating?
No, don't bother calculating. Listen to this. Why? Okay, one question before I go on to Giorgio. Why should you allow your peasants to
subjects,
I'm sorry, to do these drugs like marijuana and cocaine and heroin? Why should they be allowed to do that?
Why should they be allowed to imbibe substances into their own bodies?
Yeah.
Do you realize how difficult it is from a logistic point of view to govern what goes in each individual body? Last estimated count, there were nearly a Google subjects in my entire empire, and that's not counting such backwards planets as Earth. How can I possibly regulate what each individual intakes?
So it's...
Think of it, Alan.
Too much,
and you...
The law is too much of a pain.
It is unenforceable.
All right. Unenforceable. Giorgio, now, how do you argue that?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that this one time, I had a really bad experience at a club. And, like, I was tripping on God knows what, and I think it was like angel dust or something like that.
But it wasn't the electrical cord?
Yes. And, so I'm at this club... And I'm tripping on angel dust. And I end up going home with this chick, and it really, really upset my girlfriend, Cleo. And that's why drugs are bad.
So they should be illegal. Because you can't be trusted.
No, no, they should be illegal.
Were they illegal when you did that?
Yes.
So how would... So it didn't help?
Yes, it did.
It, well, you did it.
Yeah, but that was just me. Not everyone is like me.
Well, if not everyone's like you, then,
so then they
maybe
need
they're
to
already
know.
Responsible enough to handle it.
Which is why they should be illegal.
No, that would be make them legal then. If they can handle it, they can be legal.
Listen, not everyone is me. So therefore, if you can't be me, Giorgio, you need to understand that drugs need to be illegal so that you don't go home and nail some chick, and then your girlfriend gets mad at you and you don't get any.
Okay, so you're saying, no, you're just saying you...
I was on a cooking show.
Drugs were already illegal. They were already
And they
illegal.
Should continue to be, but, so I don't keep making the same mistake.
But you already made the mistake.
No, but they should enforce the laws better.
So you want more laws or better
enforcement? I want the laws to be reinforced.
So you're saying, okay, so... Looks like one side of our argument is saying the laws cannot be enforced, and the other side is just saying they should be enforced.
No, they should be enforced more, because drugs should be illegal. That's why they are.
Okay. Dr. Von Wicked.
President Von Wicked.
President Doctor.
I will not correct you again, Alan Frank Tun.
No. That's a different guy. Look, do you agree that drugs... should be illegal, meaning to say...
There's something that confuses me, and that is why this debate is continuing, because I would have to say my victory is more sure than the time I ran against Ham Sandwich.
Okay, but what I'm saying is...
I remember that.
You were saying that they're not enforceable, but should they be enforced?
I have over a Google citizens to deal with.
Well, you scheduled the time on our show. If you don't... I mean, if this isn't worth your time...
That is not what I am saying, Frank Allen. There are over... a Google citizens in my empire of the universe.
Okay.
How can I, as supreme dictator, possibly know what omnipotence held?
Well,
yes.
I've got an idea.
Yes, that's how I'll do it. Excellent.
You could delegate and make it so that, for example...
No, the omnipotence helmet is what I'm going to back here.
Well, I was
going to
say you could make it so that all the men are in charge of making sure the women don't do drugs, and that way they'll all...
I have
all...
droids for that.
Okay, well then you've got it covered.
The metallic life forms keep the organic life forms in check. That's how it's always been since I've assumed control.
So then what's the problem? Why, again, it sounds enforceable then. You've got an enforcer.
He just proved my point.
No, I have proven nothing, Giorgio.
That's true. You have proven nothing. We actually do have an expert here who doesn't...
Can I finish?
Oh, there's more.
You want to know why my droids do not enforce this?
Yes.
You want to know why...
Please.
Drugs
yes.
should be legal?
Yes.
Why should they be illegal?
That's not
no
an answer.
No one's come here and said, for definitive reason, why they should be. All we've heard is talk about laws.
Well,
and
here's the thing. They already are
legality.
Illegal.
Legality.
You're the one who's proposing a change.
Let me ask you this. Are you a lawyer?
I'm a host of a show.
I'm not a lawyer. Are
All
there
right.
any lawyers here? No, none of us are lawyers. So who here is qualified to speak on the law?
Well, we
no one.
Interestingly, we have
Look,
an expert.
People like to use drugs.
They might
drugs.
Be qualified.
So as your president, I give them to you freely.
Well, you're also a supplier. Okay, hold on. We'll hold that thought. We do have experts who are waiting to get on the
president,
line.
President Dr. Yeah. Bonwick.
My name is Spezio.
Spezio, please.
And I don't want to say exactly what I do
okay.
on the public radio, but I just want to say that drugs should remain illegal.
Now, why is that?
Because if they are legal, I will only say this, it puts me out of a job. Because they go to the corner store...
Oh, you work for the DEA? Say,
I tell you, I think you're getting things a little wrong. If you go to the store, you buy some drugs, you got nowhere else to go but the store. You know what I'm talking about.
Well,
I am the man you got to go to while the drugs are illegal. And that puts me sitting pretty. And I don't want a change of the status quo. So
you're
like
on
the law the way it is.
You're on Giorgio's side. Now hold on.
I know Giorgio well.
From back in the day.
Oh yeah. And I think that Giorgio is a trustworthy person who I would protect.
Yeah, I'm Giorgio from the block.
No, but Giorgio, you said drugs are bad, and he's saying drugs are, well, they should be illegal, but they're good.
Oh, they're wonderful. And let me remind you, my name is Spezio. Talk to Giorgio if you want to get in touch with me.
Don't get me involved in this.
Frank, if I could comment on this.
Please.
Well, first, I'd like to say that it's clearly a dubious lot of misanthropes that you've put me in here with, so I'm going to have a long talk with my campaign manager after this program. But what I wanted to say first was this.
I hate all these people. They keep calling me misanthrope. I can't stand them.
That's great. That's great. Be quiet. Your president is speaking. Spezio here has made an excellent point. The drugs are wonderful. So what kind of benevolent dictator would I be if I did not abundantly give them to my subjects?
No.
Do you not like pleasure, Frank Allen?
Are you saying... Okay, so let me get this straight. You're trying
do
to...
Do you not like pleasure? Answer the question.
Well, look, I'm not the issue here. I'm
you
the observer.
You refuse your president?
I'm the judge.
Have you no patriotism?
I have patriotism. But this isn't... This you're not part of my country. The point is,
no,
you're trying
you're
to give out drugs.
My country.
You're trying to give out drugs to keep people passive.
Placated is
placated.
The term that I prefer.
Placated. All right. Well, we do have some more experts. Please, another expert.
Hi, this is Gummy Bear.
Gummy Bear.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Dr. President.
Hi.
President Doctor.
Hey, President
yourself.
Doctor.
Hey, Gummy Bear.
Is this a shout out? Do I remember you? No.
Not you, silly. I was talking to President Doctor.
Yes, but I don't think we should discuss this on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think that it would be totally hot if you had that kind of control over me. If you could.
He does. He's the president.
Because I would just. That would make me really hot.
My people, talk to your people. We'll see what can work out after this.
He's the president.
Yeah,
he does have control over you.
Please prevent me from doing drugs.
No. He wants you to be able to do drugs.
I'll prevent you from doing drugs.
We'll work this out after the show, Frank. Don't interfere. This is a matter of state.
What?
Oh, I thought you wanted to say something.
I did. I said I'd prevent her from doing drugs.
Really?
Wait, so you want to be the president, too?
I'll be her president.
Would you, like, pay me to prevent... What? Would you like pay
bitch,
me
I'm not going to pay you anything.
So no.
No, I have another point to make, Frank Allen.
What's your point?
I have a point to make.
Okay. No,
there's another reason why drugs should stay illegal.
Yeah.
Because there are plenty of legal drugs you can abuse.
No, yeah. So you're
like,
advocating...
I was robo-tripping just the other day.
So you're...
The legal ones is the inferior product.
No. Now, I think realistically speaking, no one should... probably abusing anything is
the
problem.
That wasn't the argument I was putting into debate,
like,
Mr. Allen.
What if people like to be abused?
No, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about drugs.
Yes, I'm going to have to agree with Gummy Bear on this, Frank.
Well, she's against drugs.
I've noticed that the average citizen likes to be crushed under my boots.
But she wants to not do drugs. She wants you to stop her.
No, she wants me to dominate her. That's what she wants.
All right. Okay. Now, we do have one final expert who did want to say something. Sorry, Gummy Bear. We can talk to you in a moment, but we do have an expert here.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
Hello. Who's this?
I am Zob McNasty, M.D. And I went to the academy with the president doctor. And for someone who so advocates drug use, I don't remember you using drugs at all back in the day.
Yes, I'm glad that you've brought this up.
You are quite the sober Sally, if I do remember so.
I don't know if we could consider someone that graduated at the bottom of the class an expert on anything, McNasty.
You shredded my homework. Don't think I've forgotten. I will invade your domain and reclaim my halls who you have taken from me.
Shredded? Really? How pedestrian. I disintegrated your homework. Get it right. That's why you've always been an inferior foe. And I'm President Doctor, not you.
Well, that's just fine, because remember little Miss Cindy Lou, who you took to the prom? She was a dude.
Okay. Now,
can I get her number?
Not when I was done with her.
No.
That's right, McNasty. I transformed your own brother into a sister and then bedded her.
Curse you!
All right, now hold on. McNasty?
Yes?
Which side of the argument are you on?
Whatever he isn't.
You don't really know?
That's right, I win.
I'm just really... There's pent-up aggression in me.
Well, do you want drugs to be legal or illegal?
What's he saying?
No, I'm not telling.
Alan, where do you find these so-called experts? Do you give out free soup? Is that how you get them?
It's not free. It's $5, but...
All right. I personally think drugs are bad. They are corrupting our youths, and that is a job for me.
So they should be illegal.
Yes.
You're against him. You got it.
I am easy to get found by Frank Allen or by anybody who needs me.
Hold on. Anybody who needs you, but what about, like, for example, the police?
The police don't need me. The police want me. I'm there for the need, not for the want, Allen.
All right. Now, hold on. We've got three experts here. Spazio.
I would like to challenge that assertion, Frank. I have yet to encounter an expert in this circus you call a debate.
What about Gummy Bear?
Gummy Bear will be a trusted member of my campaign.
Okay. Gummy Bear, I have a question.
I actually think it's kind of hot that Professor McNasty wants to take away my drugs.
Oh, hold on. You want to get with McNasty now?
Yeah, it turns me on.
My God, was that my brother? Curse you!
Understand, Alan. why I must rule with an iron fist.
Why?
Because the universe is made up of mush-headed idiots. Here, have some more pills, children. I'm president for life!
Giorgio, please.
Are these pills legal?
No, that's the point.
Yes, they are!
Well,
thank you.
They're legal. No, hold on. Different laws here. They're not legal in America. They're legal in the universe.
Is America not part of the universe?
Well, for example, you can... There are certain states in which medical marijuana is legal, but it's still illegal in the country.
Give me the coordinates for this America. We will liberate it post-haste.
You're in it now. This is it.
You heard that, Doomtron.
No.
Begin the attack.
No. No attacking. The point is, look, I want to talk to Giorgio. Giorgio has said little, and I want to know this side of the argument needs to come out a little.
Did you just say his?
I'm sorry, are you...
No, you were right.
Oh, you're a guy. All right.
That's right, I'm a man.
Okay, you're a man.
A man's man.
Was it an issue? I didn't even know it was a question. I thought you were just...
Forget about it.
Okay, wait, so... Okay, please, now tell us why you think drugs... I still don't understand.
I made a very valid point here.
That you had...
There were plenty of legal drugs to get your jollies off.
No, but why... We don't... It's not about... Is that what it's all about? Just jollies?
No, not
yes,
entirely.
That's what it's always been about.
Would you please let me speak? Thank you. So, I'm just making the point that illegal drugs make you do bad things. So therefore, they should continue to be illegal so you don't nail some chick and then get your girlfriend Cleo mad at you and then you don't get any.
No, no, but what I'm saying is, do you think that drugs make you do bad things or do you think that people who do bad things also do drugs?
Yes.
Which one?
Wait, what?
Okay, one side is the drugs make the bad and the other one is the bad take the drugs.
The illegal drugs make the bad.
Why?
Legal drugs still make the bad.
Well, maybe they do.
No, they do.
Are you sure?
From my personal experience, yes. I don't know if I told you this, but I was a host on a cooking show.
Yeah? Well, I don't understand what that has to do with it.
I have credentials, Frank.
You cook with legal drugs?
No.
Well, then what credentials does that give you?
I don't need to nitpick with you over details here, Mr.
Well, it's not so much nitpick.
It's a question that's on all of our minds.
All right, for example, I've got Gummy Bear here, Gummy Bear, why are you an expert?
I worked professionally with the Dr. President.
You're an expert on one of our debaters.
I know him personally.
But are you an expert on the topic?
What's more noble topic than your benign ruler, Frank Allen?
Oh, did you just call yourself a benign ruler?
Yes.
I don't think that's what you meant.
That means you don't do anything, right? Isn't that what that means?
It means that I'm benevolent.
Benevolent.
Non-harmful.
Non-harmful. Okay.
Everyone loves me.
Really? Giorgio, what do you think of...
Yes, answer carefully, Giorgio.
Whatever.
Oh.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah,
after
Gummy
the
Bear.
Show, do you want me to show you the area of my expertise?
Sure. That sounds like an idea.
Okay.
Are you...
How come I'm not being approached here?
Wait, hold on.
Answered your own question, Giorgio.
Hold on.
I'm a man, Gummy Bear. I'm a real man. I don't do the approaching. I get approached myself. I wasn't talking about you.
Gummy Bear, are you... Wait, hold on. Wait, were you actually his brother, or was that true, or...
Some things are better less undiscussed, Frank Allen. Would you agree? We're not here to air the McNasty's dirty laundry on your small, rarely listened to radio program.
So
put in something for the internet or the galactic web.
Dirty laundry? You turned my brother into your sex slave, possibly on drugs.
Jealousy doesn't suit
you. Two bad things at once.
Jealousy does not suit you, Professor McNasty.
All right, well...
And I use that title very incredulously.
It is time, unfortunately, to summarize our arguments with our closing arguments. So, President...
Didn't I already do that?
No. President Doctor, you can summarize.
An argument, to educate you, Frank Allen...
Please.
...is an assertion with a series of supporting... facts.
So what's yours?
I have not been treated to an argument from my opponent. Merely we have heard a sordid tale of aborted bliss caused by some sort of angel dust, if you were. Whether or not that was invited, who can say?
So you're...
I find the entire notion of anyone wanting to bed Giorgio highly dubious.
I'm a sexy man.
So your entire argument...
I find that highly dubious.
So your entire argument is that Giorgio...
No, I've only begun.
Oh.
You just...
I don't interrupt you, peasant. Let your president...
I thought we were subjects.
Zap! Now let me finish.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I wasn't supposed to be set to ouch. Not to increase the power on this model.
All right, you're going
to
finish.
My argument hinges on this. Who dares prove their president doctor wrong? Really, forward your name and address and phone number and other contact information to my campaign, and we will speak with you post-haste.
Okay. So, in other words, he has said nothing, and...
It's right, he.
I rule the universe.
And you
yes,
rule the universe.
Correct.
That's the argument. Okay. And Giorgio, what is your counter to that?
Drugs are illegal for a reason. Oh. They make people do bad things. Like, this one time my friend Popo went clubbing with me, and that was the same story. Never mind. And, drugs are bad.
Okay. So, you're...
And that's why they're illegal. If you need to have some drugs anyway, there's plenty of others you can have that aren't illegal.
Is Spezio?
Yeah.
You know how to get in touch with me.
No, you're a Spezio.
I'm Spezio.
Oh, you're advertising. Okay.
It's not advertising. It's informing the public of my paid services.
So it's a plug. All right.
I wasn't done speaking
yet. Oh, speak,
it's
Giorgio.
It's not a plug. It's an advertising.
Giorgio.
Never take drugs.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Oh, gosh. This is another one of those ones where it's tough because neither side...
Only if you have an IQ below 200, Frank Allen.
Well, no, it's
already computed the results.
It's one where it's tough because neither side has really said much of import.
What is there to say besides supreme rulership? Might speaks for itself.
Well, I did think about it. I'll tell you what. President Doctor, you said a lot of disparaging things about Giorgio, but, you know, things are a way they are for a reason, supposedly, so why should we change it? You haven't said anything. Drugs are illegal. They gotta stay that way. Sorry, Giorgio did
Thank
win.
Thank you, Frank.
Clearly, this entire election was rigged.
It's not an election.
And your planet will suffer.
Thanks for helping me out.
So, thank you, Giorgio. You did win.
You're welcome, Frank.
And you'll be back for round two, right?
Damn straight.
All right, good.
Oh, I'll be back too,
no,
Frank.
No, hold on.
In your nightmares!
You might be able to come back as a wild card. We'll see. We'll see. You are a famous person, but...
The most famous person!
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your Google of peasants, but you're just going to have to keep searching them all for drugs.
And thank you, Frank Allen, for carrying my visage upon yours. Patentron, engage!
No, it doesn't work. I have a shield. Keep telling yourself that, Alan.
Keep telling yourself.
All right. Now listen, thank you all for coming. We do have to say goodnight for the night and the day as well. Whatever. This is Debatatorium 2007. We'll be back next time with our final round. Final episode of our first round. It's going to be great. Thank you and good night.